Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Poulter. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, then any questions, send them to me on Instagram at Muscle Fitness UK or at Dan the Fitness Coach. And if you're watching here on YouTube, you can leave a comment below this video and I will make sure to get back and respond to you, or I'll message you privately on Instagram. So five reasons why you aren't dropping body fat. And before we get going, let me ask you a few questions. Do you feel like you are training hard in the gym but can't seem to shift any weight on the scales? Or maybe you're eating healthy food every day but can't see a change in the mirror? Or you make sacrifices at the weekends but still wake up on Monday feeling the same when you put your clothes on? If you can relate to that, like I have clients that come to work with me, work with us, I've personally felt that myself. I remember when I first started that I was struggling to see a change. I felt like I was eating enough. I felt like I was training hard, but I just couldn't see a change in the mirror or on the scales or in my clothes on a Monday morning. So I'm just going to dive into number one. The reason why you're not seeing a change, you're not dropping body fat right now, is because you are consuming more calories than you think. Time and time again, when I actually look through someone's food diary and, you know, write this down and implement this one, is go away and just log your food for 7 days. Download MyFitnessPal. It's a brilliant app. Log your food for 7 days and just have a look and audit your own food diary. Because what I often find is when I speak to people who say that they're struggling to drop body fat or build muscle for that matter, it's often because they're eating in a way that they don't realize. And especially if you're trying to lose body fat, we know you need to be in a calorie deficit. And often you're consuming more calories than you think. So when you track your calories, even if it's just for 7 days, you don't have to do it for the rest of your life. You often find out that the food you're eating is actually higher in calories than you first thought. And then when you go on Google and search what your calories should be, and then you go onto MyFitnessPal and look at how many calories you're actually consuming, there's often a discrepancy there, which is the obvious reason as to why you're not losing body fat right now. So that's the first thing you need to address. The second thing you need to address is your friendship circle might be holding you back. And you might be thinking, Dan, well, what does that mean? Because how does this correlate with you not losing body fat? Well, guess what? The people you spend the most time with are the kind of people that you end up becoming or being more like, right? We all know this. Your network is your net worth. Write that down. Your network is your net worth. In the same way, if you hang around with a bunch of millionaires, over time, you're setting yourself up in a position to be more likely to become a millionaire. Likewise, in fitness, if you spend your time around people with a six-pack, with a flat stomach, with a great health, great fitness, mentally, physically, they're in great shape, mentally and physically. If you hang around with people like that, you're going to become more like that. You're going to pick up their good habits. You're going to pick up the traits, their personality traits, the way that they move. You're probably going to end up going to the gym together and doing more activities together. But likewise, on the flip side, the counter to this is if you're hanging around with people who are negative, who have a bad mindset, you hang around with people who don't look after health, they're constantly drinking, smoking, taking drugs, then guess what? You're going to pick up those habits. You might find yourself falling into the peer pressure of giving into these things that you don't want to be doing. So maybe it's time to assess your friendship circle. And I'm not saying that you ditch all of your friends at once, but maybe you just look at people that are serving you and maybe people that are holding you back, especially with your fat loss goals right now. Number three, you're wasting your time in the gym. And what I mean by that is, and this could be whether or not you train at home or outside. The reason I'm saying that you're wasting your time is because maybe when you're training, you're doing very low activity workouts. You're taking way too long rest time. The exercises you're choosing, you're not burning enough calories. I'll give you an example. You want a six pack, you want a flat stomach, you want abs, and you're going in the gym and you're spending loads of time doing ab crunches, building the muscles underneath the body fat, where instead you should be spending your time going and working towards building your cardio up by burning more calories. So going on the cross trainer for half an hour, or going on the treadmill and sprinting for 15 minutes, burning as many calories as you can. If you're time poor right now, but you've got the motivation, your motivation is high, but your time is low, you should be making sure that when you have those waves of motivation, you're working as hard as you can. So my advice would be, make sure that when you go into the gym, you're hot, you're sweaty, you're leaving the gym tired, you're leaving the gym like with a good pump in your muscles. You feel like you've actually accomplished something. You're not leaving the gym like feeling like you've just ticked the box. If you're going to the gym just to tick a box, then that might be why you're not dropping body fat right now. Okay, two more. You're expecting too much too soon. More often than not, when I speak to people, they're actually doing all the right things. The example I would always use here is like a car putting their foot down on the pedal. If you've reached the top speed, if you've maxed out and that's as fast as the car is going to go, sometimes you just need to take the hit and accept that it will take as long as it takes because you've maxed out, you've hit your maximum speed. Likewise, with your fat loss, if you're losing around 1% of your body weight a week, as a general rule, that's what we say. You know, let's say you're 100 kilos and you're losing around 1 kilo a week. Then if you just stay true to the program and you don't change anything, in 10 weeks' time, you will drop 10 kilos on that trajectory, right? Whereas what people end up doing is they expect too much too soon, so they give up. They might be just around the corner from seeing that massive transformation, but they give up too soon. So something I want you to write down and ask yourself is, am I expecting too much too soon? Are you expecting too much too soon? Have you been doing it long enough? If you spent weeks, months, or even years eating crap, not training, not looking after your mental or physical health, how the hell do you expect to see a drastic result in a matter of days, weeks, or months? If you've spent years in the other direction, it does take time. So maybe you're expecting too much too soon. And number five, last but not least, you don't truly believe your goal is achievable. And what I mean here, guys, is you need to really get that self-belief that when you say you're going to commit to doing something, that you say it with your chest and you believe it. An example would be for me. The reason why I first started going on social media and sharing my fitness journey on social media is because I wanted to make it clear. I wanted people to know how serious I was. And for that accountability, I'd go on social media and I wouldn't say, oh, I hope I've got a six pack by the time I go on holiday. I'd say the words, I'm going to have a six pack in 12 weeks time. I'm going to show up here every single week. You're going to watch me get leaner. You're going to watch me go from having a gut to having a flat stomach to having a six pack in 12 weeks. It's happening. It's done. I say my goals, whether that's in fitness or business, as if it's done. How much money I want to make, how many clients I want to acquire in the business, how many people I want to help over the years, and the goals I want to achieve for myself with my own fitness. I'm going to have a six pack. Like right now, at the time of me recording this podcast, I'm building muscle. I will be the biggest, leanest version I've ever been this time next year. It's going to happen. So maybe right now you don't truly believe that you can drop body fat. So what happens there is your actions are reflective of someone who doesn't believe in themselves. Maybe what you're doing is because you don't truly believe it, you're self-sabotaging or you're not putting in 100% because you're trying to hold back because you don't want to fail. But surprise, surprise, you're actually causing failure yourself by not truly believing in your goals. So the big takeaway for this one, guys, is you have to start believing that it is possible. Look around you. Look at how many people you know that have gone on to achieve something that you never thought they were capable. Maybe your brother, your mother, your best friend from school, someone that you went to university with or college with, or someone that you followed on social media that was a bum, that was a low life, that you thought was going to be a waste of space, and they went on to achieve something incredible. If someone like that can go and surprise you, why do you think you're not capable of dropping body fat and getting your dream goal and unlocking your true capability in life? And I genuinely believe, as a parting message, as we end this podcast, that getting in incredible shape is often the catalyst for people going on and becoming the best version of themselves. I've seen people do it in, they get a fitness transformation, then they go and start a business. They get a fitness transformation, they go and find their future husband or wife. They get a fitness transformation and they go on to form another habit or go on and achieve another goal, go and travel the world, go and get rid of the partner that's holding them back. They go and do something, but it often starts with fitness. Why? Because there's so many parallels. Discipline, hard work, not giving up. All these things are applicable in all areas of life, all goals you want to achieve. So to summarize, the five reasons why. You're consuming more calories than you think. Your friendship circle is holding you back. Number three, you're wasting time in the gym. Number four, you're expecting too much too soon. And number five, you truly don't believe your goal is achievable. So going again, go and audit your calories. Have a look at your friendship circle. Work harder in the gym. Burn more calories in the gym. Keep moving in the gym. Get your step count up in the gym. Don't give up too soon. Be patient with your goals. And finally, believe in yourself. I believe in you. I believe it's achievable. And you need to start backing yourself more. So that's it. That's all. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Dan the Fitness Coach. You can message me personally over there. And follow the team page, which is Muscle Fitness UK. And I will catch you on the next episode. I'll see you very soon.